BBC News with Nick Kelly. The US House of Representatives has voted overwhelmingly to condemn President Trump's decision to withdraw American forces from northeastern Syria, leaving the Kurds to face a Turkish invasion. Following the vote, senior Democrats in Congress had a meeting with the president to discuss Syria erupted into discord. The congressional impeachment inquiry has begun to hear closed-door testimony from another former senior official in the Trump administration. Michael McKinley resigned as an adviser to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo last week. There's been a third night of violent unrest in the Spanish city of Barcelona as Catalan separatists protest against the jailing of the leaders of a failed independence bid. Protesters set up burning barricades and hurled projectiles. The Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez has made a direct appeal to the Catalan regional president Quim Torra to condemn the violence. Qatar's Labour Minister says he will scrap a restrictive migrant permit system that has been described by rights activists as modern slavery. The kafala system required migrant workers to obtain exit permits in order to leave the country. Hundreds of people have been arrested worldwide following the closure of a vast website selling images of child sexual abuse. The operation was led by the US and South Korean authorities. A British government source has told the BBC that a draft Brexit deal will not be agreed by the end of Wednesday in Brussels. British and EU negotiators are still trying to hammer out a legal text, with EU leaders set to hold a summit on Thursday. And an Italian court has ruled that one of Leonardo da Vinci's most famous drawings can be loaned to the Louvre Museum in Paris for an exhibition marking the 500th anniversary of the artist's death. The ruling brings to an end a bitter cultural tussle over the work, Vitruvian Man, showing a naked figure with outstretched arms superimposed on a circle and a square. BBC News.